case number 10,142 and also 10,200, which is lot 41. And this is the one where we had the neighbor, the lady, who did not have a problem with it if it was placed somewhere else on the property other than the front of it. Her concern was her, if it was to fall or would fall, was her property.
She states she lives next door.
She lives next door.
She has no air conditioning and leaves her windows open. She'd be afraid it would fall on a roof, and she would not be opposed to the windmill placed on the opposite side of the home.
Yeah, that was the only concern that she had. Other than that, she didn't have any. Mr. Workman.
Well, it looks had to be in the back side of it. Couldn't go to the other side, it looked like.
Be to the back of the house.
The back of the house, the way it looked.
Yeah, that's what it looked like, the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the back out? I got no problem with that.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, the way it looked to me on that drawing, yeah. Too, Mr. Workman. You forget, Mr. Hudson.
Yeah, as far as the noise, we've heard plenty of testimony yeah. that certainly you're going to hear the wind before you're going to hear the windmill.
That's true. Well, it seemed that
you can't put it on the opposite side. Why?
You see the tower on that side of it? Have you got yours? Look, that tower would be right in, I think it all set on the porch, looked like.
That's on the side.
On the side, yeah. It was on the opposite side. So it could go to the back.
I mean, to the back. I mean, look to me.
Tuck elevation. Well, the proposed was on the back, right?
Looks like it's on the side.
No, the front.
No, it's proposed to be on the rear.
On the front.
Okay.
The front is Marshy Hope.
Okay. Okay.
Marshy Hope is your front.
Front.
Okay.
So Beach Cove is your back. Rear, and your side is Cove Path.
What lot was she?
Is, what does it say here? Lot 41?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, what's she?
14? 40?
14?
She is 30 or
40?
Lot 41, right?
She'd have to be 39, 40.
Right, 39
yeah.
or 40.
This is.
I just wrote it down wrong.
39
How's that going to fall on her?
39 and 40, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Which is it, bud? Jeff had written down lot 14, which is across the way.
Yeah,
she's across the street.
Yeah, she's
across. How's it going to fall on her?
I never fall on her.
That's what I didn't understand. That was my question. She's across the street. How's it going to fall on her?
I don't know where you got lot 14. I'm not sure of that. So.
I mean, lot 14 was that young boy was like 250, 300 feet away.
He was across.
And he said he'd hear him talking at night. And he'd hear him talking during the day. But he's 250 to 300 feet. Yeah, 250 feet away, and he could hear him talking on lot 14. Now, the lady about the height lived across the street, and how if it fell, she was his neighbor, but across the street. The young boy was 250 feet up. Remember, he said, because he could hear it on the water. He could hear it traveling. He could hear him talking and people talking, and birds singing and dogs barking by the water.
Sure she's not lot 39 or 40?
She must be. I think she's 39. Boy was across the bay.
Yeah, boy was across the bay. I remember that much.
Yeah. I think she was 39.
Yeah. Well,
maybe we should review the, have a tape reviewed to make sure of that.
Kelly, can you get on there now?
You had pictures of it.
Can you get on there and look at your, can you bring yours up?
AS400?
Yeah.
No, I don't have AS400 over
okay.
here.
We had pictures of it, bud.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Yeah, mind the car.
So she can look
this down. This is what Denver had.
She can look it up and you back to us, and so she can do it now.
It's all.
We do that, dear. Yeah, do that. Unless you want to.
Can't speak.
But you can't, so the hearing's closed. Sorry.
I don't have the pictures.
I don't have the pictures with me.
She lives right there. Okay. Lay that down. Lay that down, and we'll take a look at it.
That makes it even better.
I thought that was the only picture we had.
This is the lady's house that complained.
I watched it last week.
She wanted it moved over that far.
Yeah.
How far is she from him, in between him now?
Yeah, it would hit her eyes.
There we go. There's the lady right there. She wants it on this side, if it fell, it fall, where she's there.
You know, that's an idea.
That's her on that side.
I just come up with an idea. Put one here so I can access, you know.
You should have one there.
Is that running back in papers? You hear that?
What the world be different between flagpole being up right there, I mean, you can have it a hundred feet.
Playing in the streets.
But you can protect it, you're then, same animal.
Is it?
You know, I mean, really.
It's not like you're hearing Eddie's?
Yeah, hear all of it.
Well, you ought to have one there, bud.
Huh?
You have one right there.
Flagpole be in front.
Huh?
Yeah.
Flagpole be in front.
Well, you don't have to, you can put it anywhere, yeah, really. I know. Okay.
Okay?
Yep, thank you.
Got everything you needed?
Yep. So, all righty. Any further discussion, Mr. Workman, do you have any other?
So it can be moved then?
Yeah, this can be.
Huh?
Yeah.
May it will be close to her house.
It should be able to go on.
Yeah.
Any side.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody want it in their front yard, but it'll look a little odd.
Yeah.
But rear or either side, I don't see a problem.
I don't have no problem with it, move it.
Well, looking at this diagram, I still don't understand the relationship to that picture. Looks to me like it's on Marshy Oaks side, on the front side. Or is it?
No.
How's that gonna fall?
That's what I'm saying.
So here's, what are you looking at?
We're looking at this right here, Dan.
If that's the placement of it, how's it gonna fall over here?
That's it right there, right? That's lot 41.
Mm-hmm.
There it is right there. If she's over here on 39 and 40, how's it gonna fall over there?
It's over here.
How far is that distance from that then?
I don't know. Apparently it's, I think funny was that it was the, you know, the distance.
It fall.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's not where it could fall, but I was just.
So the only other alternative to move it is around here then?
Come around the other side, yeah. Back side.
I'm okay with that, I guess.
Okay. All righty.
We could get clarification, so they won't have to come back.
We could send it back and get clarification for sure. I think that would be in all fairness, I think, because I have concern, I think Mr. Hudson does. That might be best to get, you know, send it back and to get the officer, if they can. Why don't we do that?
Motion table to our next regular meeting for clarification on which side the lady lives on.
Okay. Right, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we have table case number 10,142, 10,200 into our next regular meeting, which will be on the 18th to determine what side the house the lady lives on that was in question. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. The next one is